From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice for me, Amanda, to accompany you for the next 1 hour in our terrestrial program. Today we have prepared you some segments, beginning from news commentary and, of course, Indonesian pop songs. So make sure to keep listening to Voice of Indonesia.
Here is the news first, the headlines. Minister of Defense Prabowo Subianto conveys Indonesia's commitment to establishing peace in Asia. Minister of Industry Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita guards Hyundai's investment plan in Indonesia. Now the news in details. Minister of Defense Prabowo Subianto talked about Indonesia's commitment to building peace, prosperity, and reputation of Asia. It was stated by Minister Prabowo Subianto when attending the Asian Defense Ministers Meeting, ADMM retreat in Bangkok, Thailand, on Sunday. Escorted by Antara, he pointed out that ASEAN has abundant resources which have been the interests of global forces. In addition, the minister explained that ASEAN waters are the main hub of transportation and international trade. According to Minister Prabowo, amid global challenges, ASEAN must keep strengthening its commitment and connectivity in a bid to create prosperity for its people. Therefore, he affirmed that ASEAN must build resilient and reliable cooperation. In addition, he added that ASEAN must maintain its unity. He also highlighted the importance of maintaining the commitment of the ASEAN Charter. Minister of Industry Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita stated that his side would guard the investment of South Korean automotive company Hyundai in a bid to develop electric vehicle in Indonesia. It was stated by the minister in Tokyo in Japan on Sunday, ahead of his working visit to South Korea in a bid to meet a number of industries in the country, including Hyundai's board of directors. Minister Agus also explained that the investment of Hyundai's in Indonesia would bring about significant impacts for the development of Indonesia's industry and absorb the Indonesian workers. The minister would like to discuss the progress of the plan during his working visit to South Korea and solve obstacles related to the investment, though the investment can be realized immediately. Minister Agus is scheduled to visit a number of South Korean companies such as Chemical, LG International, Hyundai, Lotte Chemical, POSCO, POSCO Indonesia, NRC Industries, and SK Group on Tuesday. As many as 77 countries from various continents take part in the 55th Kubica AMF Bowling World Cup 2019 in Palembang from 16 to 24th of November 2019. Minister of Youth and Sports Zainuddin Amali stated on Sunday that Indonesia is honored to be the host of the prestigious bowling tournament featuring outstanding athletes from various countries across the globe. After opening the bowling tournament, he hopes that participants of the event can give their best performances during the competition. Meanwhile, Director of International Relations and Sport Development of Kubica AMF, Roger Creamer, said that Palembang is chosen to host the event because the city has been known for its good reputation for the implementation of international sporting events. PT Pelni Persero is targeting the opportunity to transport export cargo of domestic products to Davao and Brunei Darussalam in 2020 in a bid to expand the company's business. Director of Freight and Sea Freight Services of PT Pelni, Hari Budiarto, said in Lembang, West Java, that the potential of the two regions in Southeast Asia is quite huge and in line with the PT Pelni's 2020-2024 long-term company plan to work on the Southeast Asian market. He also explained that the potential in Brunei Darussalam is wide open because the country shares border directly with Kalimantan, which could accommodate goods from Jakarta. Unfortunately, goods from Jakarta enter Brunei through Singapore. Hari views that after being explored, the potential of transporting goods to Brunei's similar potentials is also obtained from markets in Davao, the Philippines. because many people in the southern Philippines buy goods from Indonesia. This news comes to you from RRI, Voice of Indonesia. Indonesia is seeking re-election as member of the International Coordinating Council of Men and Biosphere for the period of 2019-2024, according to Armand Atanasir, Indonesia's permanent delegate to UNESCO, concurrently ambassador to France. This was stated by Ambassador Nasir while delivering a statement of the Indonesian government of the 40th General Conference held in Paris, France, on Saturday, as quoted by Antara. He reaffirmed the commitment of Indonesia, which is a current member of the UNESCO Executive Board, to the work of UNESCO and lauded the UN body's contribution toward achieving tangible and sustainable progress in the implementation of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. He also added that humankind must uphold values of mutual respect, tolerance, and cultural diversity as key for sustainable development. Ambassador Nasir also stated that Indonesia has launched a cultural development index, the first index in the world that measures progress in the cultural development at national and provincial levels. The Indonesian students' national team scored 8 goals against Sri Lanka in the opening match of the Asian Football School Championship Under 18 on Sunday. In the Group B match played at the Batakan Stadium Balikpapan, Lang Muda's squad recorded a massive 8-0 victory. The Indonesian team wearing red shirts opened the lead when the match lasted only 2 minutes. From a quick counter-attack seam, Muhammad Salman Al-Farid easily scored a goal against Sri Lanka. Bambang Warsito's troops only needed 1 minute to double the lead. This time, the name of Atallah Ar-Raihan was again on the scoreboard in the 11th minute through his accurate kicking. The first round was closed with a big advantage, Indonesia 5-0. Lutfi scored his second goal in the second half by heading in the 15 minutes. Sulistianto closed the Indonesian goal fees through his goal in the 69 minutes, utilizing Supriyadi's assist. At least 300 of 10,900 runners who joined the 2019 Borobudur Marathon in Magelang District, Central Java Province on Sunday came from foreign countries, including Malaysia, Kenya, Singapore, Japan, and the United States of America. As quoted by Antara, according to Budiman Tanurajo, the event organizer, the number of runners joining this year's Borobudur Marathons increased to 10,900 from 9,600 runners in comparisons from last year. Budiman explained that encompassing the scenic beauty of surrounding areas of Borobudur Temple, one of Indonesia's popular tourist destinations, 4,300 runners competed in the half marathon category, while 4,300 others joined the 10K. He said that his side prepared everything needed to make this Borobudur Marathon successful. Meanwhile, Head of Youth and Sport and Tourism Office at the Central Java Provincial Administration, Sinung Nugroho Rahmadi, said that the Central Java Provincial Administration warmly welcomes this 2019 Borobudur Marathon and would support the convening of this annual event. Well, listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program commentary. The title of today's commentary is Earthquakes in Indonesia Viewed from a Tourism Perspective. Well, listener, more recently, earthquakes have shaken several parts of Indonesia. Last week, another earthquake occurred in the provincial capital of Maluku, Ambon, Indonesia. Around 90 houses in Ambon City were damaged by the earthquake. Parts of Bali and North Sulawesi were also hit by the earthquake, which caused damage to people's homes and public facilities. Some areas hit by the earthquake are tourism spots. In addition to the earthquake, the disaster was also caused by volcanic eruption. Mount Merapi in Central Java often erupts. Hot clouds have caused the area around the volcano to be affected by dust. Like Bali and North Sulawesi, the area around Mountain Merapi is also a tourism destination, one of which is Borobudur Temple, which is the target of foreign tourist visit. Natural disasters are one of the frightening events for tourists who intend to visit Indonesia. Perhaps information about the disaster has delayed a planned visit or cancelled a scheduled trip. But for some tourists, the earthquake of eruption of Mountain Merapi is no longer a factor that can discouraged to make a visit to Indonesia. Bali, which is often shaken by either an earthquake or the eruption of Mountain Agung, remains a favorite location for tourists. The enthusiasm of visiting Indonesia is not reduced due to a better information system. The Indonesian government agencies responsible for disaster information have sought to improve performance and equity institutions with good and early detection equipment. The slightest earthquake that occurs is always detected. In regard to this, preventive efforts are also carried out quickly. Indonesia is one country that is often hit by earthquakes and mountain eruptions. Certainly, it is not as frequent as Japan, for instance. However, it is certainly not the main reason to make Indonesia scary. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Listener, for the next segment, we present your program Today in History. Stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Our regular program Today in History starts from an event on November 18, 1918, on the independence of Latvia. The independence of Latvia was proclaimed at the National Theatre of Latvia on November 18, 1918. Even though there was no limit which was determined, a dedicated group of nationalists declared that the same time about Latvia was independent on November 18, 1918. Several months after the step being conducted, military interventions kept running. Russian Kingdom did not want to lose the important territory. Latvia was occupied and overpowered by the Soviet Union in the periods of 1940, 1941, and 1945 to 1991, and by Nazi in the period of 1941 to 1945. The signing of revolution, which was peaceful in period of 1987 to 1999, and also the Ban Road demonstration on August 23, 1989, had expanded opportunity of the independence of Baltic states. Latvia declared restoration of de facto independence on August 21, 1991. Next event is that in 1995, in South Africa, 21 political parties agreed new constitution. South Africa is known as a state which has phenomenal history in democratization process. Amid of Nelson Mandela's high patriotism, South Africa succeeded to an apartheid regime, which had been in power since 1979 to 1991. On November 18, 1995, 21 political parties in South Africa agreed a new constitution which was considered democratic for South Africa, namely temporary constitution. In the temporary constitution, more permanent constitution would be formed, and it was not established hastily like the temporary constitution. The temporary constitution also put out Bill of Rights. The change of the three-cameral system became bicameral, and inclusion the Bill of Rights, which was considered as the foundation of for a new democratic life in South Africa. The last event is that in 2004, Russia signed Kyoto Protocol. The Kyoto Protocol to the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change was a legal agreement in which the industrial states would decrease their greenhouse gas emissions collectively around 5.2% in comparison in 1994. the goal was to decrease emission of 6 greenhouse gases, carbon dioxide, methane, nitro dioxide, sulfur hexafluoride, HFC and PFG. The states which ratified the protocol were committed to decreasing the greenhouse gas emission or to cooperating in decreasing the emission. Kyoto Protocol was agreed in Kyoto in December 1997 and signed on March 18, 1998. It came into effect on February 16, 2005, after official ratification, which was conducted by Russia on November 18, 2004. Listener, that was Today in History.
Apa yang kau pikirkan saat aku ucapkan kupu untuk kesunyian. Buka kau akui dirimu jati yang selalu mengerti. Bukan sebuah hiburan di tengah keramaian yang ku butuhkan. Mampukah kau tenangkan diriku yang
was a song titled Penyendiri or Solitary by Nadia Fatira. You're still with us on Voice of Indonesia. For the next segment, we are going to present you our program My Indonesia. Stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia Today is on Indonesia and Mexico discuss enhancing trade relations. The Indonesian delegation held a bilateral meeting with a delegation from the Mexican Ministry of Economy in Mexico City, Mexico, on Wednesday, November the 11th. They discussed efforts to increase trade between the two countries. This meeting was closing the series of visits by the Indonesian delegation to Latin American countries. Previously, the Indonesian delegation had visited Brazil and Colombia. Bilateral Negotiation Director Nima De Ayu Martini, as the chair of the Indonesian delegation, said this meeting was the first approach to return after a long vacuum. The two parties basically have the same view that trade relations should be deepened through a formal mechanism between the two governments to discuss trade and investment issues. This is considering Indonesia and Mexico are two developing economies that have many similarities. Made asserted the Mexican side appreciated the government of Indonesia's efforts in approaching Mexico. According to them, the timing of the meeting was very appropriate amid the current uncertainty in the world economy. The two delegations also exchanged information on economic developments and their respective trade policies, as well as the development of the trade agreement agenda that is currently being negotiated. At this meeting, the Indonesian delegation proposed that the planned implementation of the Working Group on Trade and Investment, which was discussed in 2012, could be resumed. The Working Group on Trade and Investment can be a forum of the two countries discussing trade and investment issues and opportunities so that closeness can be established. Moreover, the combination of the markets of the two countries reached almost 400 million people. On this occasion, Indonesia also stressed Mexico is one of the priorities of Indonesia's priority in the context of diversifying trade objectives. While Mexico sees Indonesia as one of the priority countries, not only in trade but also in investment. Made added, besides Brazil and Colombia, Mexico was a strategic trading partner in the South American continent. In addition to deepening bilateral trade, Mexico can be an important hub or link for the expansion of Indonesian products into the Latin American market. The total trade between the two countries was $1.19 billion, with a surplus position for Indonesia of around $618 million in 2018. On that year, Indonesia's main export products to Mexico were motor vehicle parts and accessories, leather footwear, natural rubber footwear from textiles and cocoa, while Indonesia's main import products from Mexico are telephones, automatic data processing machines, and cotton. That was My Indonesia Today on Indonesia and Mexico Discuss Enhancing Trade Relations. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta from Indonesia to the World.
Stop bicara cinta jika hanya garitkan luka. Stop bicara rindu jika hadirmu tak terasa. Perlukah ku menjauh, biarkan kau sendiri sampai kau cari aku. Aku baiknya semua kembali kita pikirkan. Lanjutkah, hentikah kita. Ku bertahan karena ku ingin bertahan. Masih tersisa untukmu, tapi tolonglah beri aku alasan yang tepat untuk tak meninggalkanmu. Aku letih berjuang sendiri. Stop.
bicara janji, aku bukan prioritasmu. Stop bicara tentang masa depan kita tak jelas. Perlukah ku menjauh, biarkan kau sendiri. Sampai kau cari aku, aku baiknya semua. Kembali kita pikirkan, lanjutkah, hentikah kita. Yang tepat untuk tak meninggalkanmu, aku letih berjuang sendiri. Jika hanya garitkan luka.
That was a song titled Stop Bicara or Stop Talking by Ryan Pono. You're still with us on Voice of Indonesia. Next, we are going to give you more information about Indonesian cultures and tourism destinations in our program, Indonesian Wonder. Stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia. Listener, today's Indonesian Wonder will talk about Museum of Frederik Fortress in Yogyakarta, Indonesia. Frederik Fortress is a fort which is located in the front of Gedung Agung and Yogyakarta Sultanate, precisely on Jalan Margomulyo. Now, the fortress becomes a museum. In a number of buildings inside the fortress, there is a diorama of Indonesian history. Frederik Fortress was built by Sultan Hamengkubuwono I for the first time in 1760 on the Dutch request, which was at that time governor of the Directorate of Java's North Coast led by Nicholas Harting. The fortress was built as the central government and residential defense of the Dutch at that time. By being surrounded by trenches, which most of it has been reconstructed and it can be seen until now, the squared-shaped fortress has monitoring tower at its four corners. Since 1992, based on the Education and Culture Ministry's decree, the fortress has been functioned as a museum. Some of the main collections of the museum are diorama of Sudirman's inauguration as Great Commander of the Indonesian military, Suryo Pranoto's typewriter, Sutomo's document, and many others. The museum opens every Tuesday and Sunday. Visitors only pay 3,000 rupiahs for adult and 2,000 rupiahs for kids, and 10,000 rupiahs for foreign visitors. Listener, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder. Thank you for listening.
Depan nanti dengan tak. mencinta.
That was a song titled Saat Cinta Hampa or When Love Feels Empty by Agatha Suci. You're still with us on Voice of Indonesia. Next, we are going to give you more information about how to learn Indonesian language in our program Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to converse in Indonesian. This Mari Berbahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Development and Fostering Agency of the Ministry of Education and Culture of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Mohon Perhatian, or in English, Attention Please. Next, I will give an example of a conversation on Mohon Perhatian or Attention Please. Tony was at the hotel in the Borobudur Temple area. A tour guide asked attention from a group of tourists. The group is still noisy.
Mohon perhatian sebentar, ada pengumuman penting.
Baik.
Besok kumpul di lobi 3:30 pagi. Jangan terlambat ya.
Baik, terima kasih.
After listening to this conversation, I will introduce phrases and vocabulary related to this theme, namely mohon perhatian, which means attention please. I will say the words 2 times and you may repeat after me. Pengumuman, pengumuman, which means announcement. Mohon perhatian, which means please pay attention. Mohon perhatian sebentar. Mohon perhatian sebentar, which means please pay attention briefly. Halo semuanya, halo semuanya, which means hello everybody. Ada pengumuman penting. Ada pengumuman penting, which means there is an important announcement. Besok kumpul di lobi 3:30 pagi. Besok kumpul di lobi 3:30 pagi, which means tomorrow gather in the lobby at 3:30 in the morning. Jangan terlambat ya. Jangan terlambat ya, which means don't be late. In the dialogue you heard, the tour guide asked the group's attention by saying mohon perhatian, which means attention please. Perhaps to attract attention so everyone would listen, the tour guide also said ada pengumuman penting, which means there is an important announcement. Tolong dengarkan baik-baik, tolong dengarkan baik-baik, which means please listen carefully. When you want to ask for attention from a group of people, you can say mohon perhatian. Mohon perhatian, which means please pay attention. Sometimes people will say pengumuman. Pengumuman, which means announcement. Or mohon perhatian. Mohon perhatian. It means there is something important that you need to listen to. Next, in the dialogue, you hear the tour guide asking the group to listen carefully by saying tolong dengarkan baik-baik. Tolong dengarkan baik-baik, which means please listen carefully. Next is an example of some expressions in various situations to ask someone to do something well in variety of conversations. Notice the example. Tolong perhatikan baik-baik. Tolong perhatikan baik-baik, which means please pay close attention. Tolong dengarkan baik-baik. Tolong dengarkan baik-baik, which means please listen carefully. Tolong lihat baik-baik. Tolong lihat baik-baik, which means please look carefully. The use of the word baik-baik, which means carefully in such a context, is only used in the Indonesian variety of conversations or colloquial. Before ending, mari berbahasa Indonesia, or let's speak Indonesian today. For more details, let's listen to the example of conversation once more.
Mohon perhatian sebentar, ada pengumuman penting.
Baik.
Besok kumpul di lobi 3:30 pagi. Jangan terlambat ya.
Baik, terima kasih.
That was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian. Hopefully it can be useful for those of you who want to learn Indonesian. We'll meet again tomorrow with a different topic. Thank you for listening. Sampai berjumpa lagi.
That was a song titled Cahaya di Penghujung Hati by Brian Prasetyo Adi. You're still with us on Voice of Indonesia. And for the next segment, we are going to take you to learn about Indonesian music in our program Music Corner. Stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. In today's edition, we will present a keroncong song. The title of the song is Pasir Putih. The song tells about beach with its white sand on Java Island, one of the biggest islands in Indonesia. The beauty of the white beach becomes a place for fun, blue ocean, sailboat and wave which is bubbly on the ocean, add the beauty of its nature. When it is full moon, the beauty of the white sand beach of the beach becomes more perfect. Listener, here is Muhammad Rifani with his song entitled Pasir Putih or White Sand.
Pasir putih di pantai Pulau Jawa sungguh indah letaknya tempat untuk tamasya. Dari jauh di atas
Voice of Indonesia.
Of Indonesia.
Jangan dipikirin.
Listener, thank you for joining our terrestrial program. And also, don't forget to give us your comments to our email address, voi@voinews.id, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, and as well as Twitter, @voiindonesia. I'm Amanda. Thank you so much for joining us, and have a great day. See you.